Hey everybody, welcome to season two of the Folky Philly podcast. I'm going to jump right into it. This is my guest this evening, The Heat Run.
I got the vision to march till I rise and die with the boots I got. I will not stop, I will not stop. Bring out the stretcher, for the past is laid out. Out the stretcher, for the past is laid out. Well, it was one of those times. Well, I needed to jump before I could fly. Bring out the stretcher, for the past is laid out. Bring out the stretcher, for the past is laid out. I see Billy Penn.
Inside you lie with me.
Here with all lovers, plastic chairs that bend but never break. Wah, wah.
They say the devil needs the rain. Give God his name, but the good God needs disease to bring the devil to his knees.
Bring out the stretcher, for the past is laid out. I see Billy Penn.
He's out of line with me.
Here with all my friends and lovers, plastic chairs that bend but never break. Wah, wah.
Hey guys.
Yo, yo, what's up?
Hey, I need all of you guys to say hi.
Hello.
Thanks.
J-Hole, that means you too.
Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. Let me get my notes real fast.
Thanks for having us.
So I'm joined today by probably one of my favorite bands in Philadelphia. What? What did you ask?
I asked him what the second song was.
Oh. Come on now.
Do you know it?
Just looking way
Not that far along yet.
It's Money Money.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's the song I want to hear. That's why I bring bands in, so they could play my favorite song, so yeah. I could just deal with that. But so I'm joined. Do you guys want to go around and introduce yourselves why you're all here? We're going to start with you back there, Josh. Just yell.
I'm Josh, and I play the drums.
Cool.
I'm Gordon on bass.
I'm Frank. I play the sax and the accordion.
I'm Steve. I play the electric guitar and sing.
Nice NPR voice.
I'm Mike, and I play acoustic guitar and sing.
Nice. Welcome, guys, once again. So, wanted to start off. It's Groundhog's Day, and I decided for the second season, I'm going to get real weird. We're just going to start off very strange.
Let's do it.
Mike?
Yeah?
Your wife isn't here, right. And I was talking to the guys at the bar. The reason why I brought you guys in is because I was going to hit on your wife the whole time. I hope that's okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to hit on her why she's not here. And if Mindy's listening, when she does, or
Mindy.
Sorry. As I don't really care about girls' names.
When the one or ever if yeah. get her name right.
No, I don't care.
If you're listening,
names.
Mindy.
Listen.
Attention to detail is key.
New nickname.
I have it written down, but you know, after drinking many, many beers before we actually got started and then taking a shot on top of it, this is going to be a really fun podcast. I wanted to start off, it's Groundhog's Day, so I wanted to just say, as a band as a whole or individually, what's one day since you guys have started that you guys could relive over and over again if you had to? Once the clock strikes 6:02, I think that's what it is in the movie, that you guys would just constantly relive that day as a whole.
Wow. You can let Gordon take this one.
That's a really tough one. All I'm thinking of is that Sonny and Cher track when he wakes up.
Yeah.
That's my favorite stuff.
But he relives the same day over and over again, so what would be like one of those?
The day I punched Mike in the face. On stage.
You want to tell me a little bit more about that?
We used to have this thing where we would like pretend mosh on stage, but it was really because we hated each other. And we still do, but now we just talk about it out loud, like in podcasts.
Oh, perfect.
So,
well, I would think if you, Steve and Mike would have that fury because they're brothers.
You would think that, yeah. But it's more of these two, yeah.
Steve's too nice. That's the problem. Yeah.
So you...
We got all our fights out early on in life. So
it's growing up. Who would always win? Would it be...
Well, I mean, big brother,
big brother,
probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you physically punched him in the face...
And oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, where was the show?
Yeah.
Norristown at a place called Taylor's Loft, which doesn't exist anymore.
Okay.
It was a place that made you want to punch people.
Yeah. And when I went back upstairs to get my stuff, like an hour later, the dude was like, yo, I own this place, and that was the coolest thing I've ever seen.
There's video of that, too, isn't there?
Yeah.
There is. Somewhere. We've been dreaming of going back there for, like, the past 5 years and asking, like, do you remember that time? Do you still have that video?
But, like, was there blood, or, like...
Yeah, I had blood.
Yeah, a little blood.
Like, what caused, like, was there something that happened, like, while you guys were... was this during
CJ.
Oso?
CJ soloed too long. No offense, CJ, if you hear this. But our buddy CJ came in and was just like played a solo over like four songs in a row, and like we hadn't planned to practice, and Mike was like, why don't you play with us? And then it was just like solo time, and I was like, great idea, Mike. And he was like, oh, are you gonna cry about it? And then, you know, it was the regular macho Taylor's Loft kind of stuff.
Just had to go at it.
Yeah.
do you are you all agreeing on this? Were you with them?
I actually had just gotten there.
Awesome.
So I hadn't played yet, but I had
Is this during the Heat Run, or is this during Oso? Or is
that
another...
That was probably Oso.
Oso.
Period, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty
awesome. I
think
Mindy was actually there, but...
You mean Mindy? We're going to refer to as Mindy.
Mindy was there, but she wasn't
was
in the band yet.
And Mork was just a matter, yeah.
I hate you all already. Hey, Josh.
Hey.
How you holding up back there?
Good.
I'm going to talk to you the whole time while you don't have a microphone.
You must refer to him as J-Hole.
J-Hole. J-Hole. All right, well, let's move into...
Come to think of it, actually, I'm pretty sure that Mindy's brother was at that show.
Yeah, he was.
And that was like the second time I'd ever met him in my life. And I got punched in the face and bloody nose on stage.
So, speaking about Mindy, let's get a little weird. Do you guys... you guys recently had a baby?
Yeah. Two.
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 It's your second.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to go... Do you mind... saying what their names are, how old they are? Or...
Sure. Jonah just turned 3, and Levi is 9 months old.
Watch it, Mike. A lot of creeps listen to podcasts.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get into it. We're going to get really creepy for those. So you said Levi?
Levi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a great name. So 9 months ago, Levi was born.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember 9 months before that when...
Well, Jonah, I'm pretty sure, was conceived on a dog bed at our buddy Ben Trout's house outside of Roanoke when we were down there for a gig.
I'm pretty sure you found out she was pregnant like 2 days after I punched you in the face. I'm pretty sure it was right around that time.
Well, that was with Jonah,
wasn't
yeah.
talking to you because he punched him in the face, but it was because he was pregnant and he didn't want to tell him.
I also got
because
laid,
he was pregnant?
Yeah.
I also got laid off from a job right around the same couple days.
Yeah, that's why we were going to relive that day over and over again. That's why. Yeah,
it's going to be a great day.
It's a high point in my life.
No, I don't want to get that weird. But you guys keep referring to J-Hole over there.
It's a new name.
Yeah.
It's about 24 hours old.
Is there a reason for it?
Trying to come up with new names.
I'm just my alias because I don't want to use my real name, but you've already given that away. So.
Yeah.
Well, are you...
He's an analyst, and... So, or how do you pronounce that? Analyst?
I just want the people in the real world to know
who he really is.
What he does at night.
Yeah.
So we just call him J-Hole now.
Well, where did the code names start? Because I've read on your website, you guys just have ridiculous code names.
Well, really just Steve. And yeah. Gordon pretty much is the only one who makes them up. Roughback, yeah. Clamfoot.
I think Steve had one of the best ones, but I forget what it was.
Always had...
Steam Shower.
Yeah, Steam Shower was like...
Because it sounds like Steve Shower. If you say it, but it's Steam Shower.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Steamy. Mixed muffin, sugar tomato.
If you say my name fast enough, it sounds like White Power, which is also good.
Mike Bauer,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so I get that a lot, and a lot of people said that, and I was like, I'm not an anti-Semite at all. I love the Jews for all intents and purposes. So I want to move in. We're going to get to a little bit more serious stuff. We're going to get serious a little bit. We're going to bring it down. We're having fun. So you guys, in March of 2011, you guys released your self-titled album, correct? Was the first album that you guys did after Oso.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And, I just want to get into that and just talk about, cause it's one of my favorite albums that came out of last year. It's so fucking good. Everything is solid on it. The harmonies and everything it was kind of cool cause I went to your website today and I was looking through, I was like, what kind of stuff can I talk to them about? And I said, like, it says, oh, this is what people said about the album. And then it said, Folky Philly. I was like, oh, that's kind of nice. You guys are so sweet.
You're just the only person who said anything good about that album.
No, that's not true. My buddies over at The Key said some nice stuff about it, too.
Excellent.
But when you guys were making the merge over, what were some of the stuff that you guys were looking to like go into the studio? Because I know you guys took some time off in between Oso into the Heat Run. Did you guys have some of those songs as Oso, like, and you were bringing them over and just adding some new stuff in? Like, what was like your main purpose of going in?
Well, that time off was mostly maternity leave, I think.
Yeah, okay. And we were sort of recording the whole time, just tweaking and, you know, and going away from it and coming back to it and figuring out which songs we have, like, so many other songs that we sort of started and stopped that could have been there. But then once it was like, all right, we're going to put out an album, let's hone in on a certain sound and make a new name and have it all at one time.
So it's basically just, I'm just going to go off on a new venture. Like, you were just, Oso had its run and you felt like a different change, like a more mature change, like was kind of needed.
We're pretty much going to change our name for every album now, so.
Yeah.
And then just self-title.
It's like
it.
The challenge of restarting every
year.
Yeah.
I mean, building a fan base isn't important anymore. You can just do everything digitally. But
yeah, it's true.
It's all about the number of brands you own, really.
Yeah.
So. Well, yeah, the Oso name was just in use by multiple other people, too, and we'd sort of always talked about changing it, and when it was time to put out a new record, it was like, all right, if we don't do it now, we're never going to do it. So let's just do it. And just, we had brought Frank and Mandy in and...
Mindy.
Like, Mindy, yes.
Mindy and Hank joined the band around that time, that. So...
The saddest part about the whole name change is that Oso just keeps getting fans on Facebook. And he runs
them. Yeah, which is really weird.
Spanish people, I think, just flock to
Oso. Like, oh, this is the bear page.
Just
cool.
Like, oh, yeah. I like bears. Yeah.
Because I think I met you guys as Oso when I was playing in Toy Soldiers. I think we played a show with you guys very randomly.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure at some point we crossed paths.
But then when you guys sent me the album as a heat run. And then when I found out, we were like, oh, this is a new, and I think it was Jesse Lundy that sent it to me. Mm-hmm. And he's been awesome. And I keep trying to mention him on the podcast, and I haven't got to it yet. Because all the artists I bring in have like really no ties with him.
But he just got there.
Yeah, he helped us both of our albums. And
he sent me this album, and I was like, always, and I hate for people that are going to listen to this that are like, why don't you review my album or anything? And I'm like, he always sends me crazy things that I'm like, I'm not really that interested in. And I was like, oh, the Heat Run, I'm going to check it out. And I put the fucking album, so good. And but it was nice. It was a relief to hear a Philly band come out that I didn't even know was a band that I played with before. And I had this before with Ivan and Alyosha. They came through, who are now my buddies from Seattle. We played with them here at the Fire, and I had no idea who they were. And I went back through flyers, and I was like, holy shit, I played with these guys. And
yeah, it's fun. If you do it long enough, you're going to run into people over and over in different bands and every, you know.
Especially coming.
People that love it, just keep doing it. And
especially coming from bandas from cross country and then having to play with them on a tour that I had no idea. But do people recognize you guys from OC? Like, did you guys bring fans over, or did you have to like basically just start anew? Or
nobody knew who we were. So. I mean,
no, you guys were actually, you guys were really, really good back like with OC and.
Yeah, I mean, people
always had
the people who liked us enough followed us to the Heat Run already. Yeah. I feel like, you know what I mean.
And did you lose any fans because of the change of pace? Or no, I mean, it's not really that big of a change of pace that you guys went through. Yeah. But
I don't know. Some people have said they like the OSO album better, and that.
But they're still at the shows. They're still at the shows.
Yeah, but most. I mean, yeah, it's just another, you know, version of what we do, and. We're going to do what we do, so.
Well, speaking of doing what you guys do, do you guys want to play another song?
Sure.
Yeah.
So going with what you were saying about the band and kids, Steve wrote this one about his kid.
Oh.
So.
See, I don't know Steve's wife, so I can't. What's her name?
Her name is Colleen.
Colleen. All right, so you guys, you want to set up this next one, or
sure? Let me see that.
We got a video that we're making for this one that's coming along.
Dude, it's your turn, by the way. Come on. You want to play Connect Four? Or you want to play music?
Son, you'll walk alone, carry guys should applaud for yourselves.
You're playing a little one-man audience right here. And the seven listeners that I get for this podcast.
We've done worse.
You're an asshole. Do you want to get into it?
No, I'm saying we've played for less people.
No, that's fine.
Steve going to get punched in the face during this
Steve
podcast?
Steve might get punched in the face. Me and Steve are like the only two that actually talk. You guys have you guys never respond to any of my emails. Steve's the only one.
Steve does everything.
That's I'm a worker bee.
Do you have a job, Steve? What do you do during the day?
I do. I
stay at home dad.
This week, yeah. I help people with computer stuff. So
typical.
You hear how calm his voice is? You hear how calm his voice is? He would be the best.
On the inside. So I want to talk about, are you guys in the process of doing anything new, like a newer album or?
Yes.
It's you guys funny you should ask.
You guys did not set up that last song. First off, what was that song called?
Oh yeah, that's called Rise. And right. Yes, that's going to be on a new EP that we are putting out in May.
Do you want to come over here? Do you want to join the group?
Sure.
All right. So yeah, so the new EP in May?
Yes, sir.
Continue. Tell me more.
It's going to be called the Blue Sea EP, and looks like it's going to be four songs, and yeah, that was one of them. It's called Rise, and one of the things with the Heat Run is we kind of all started writing and all singing, so this one happens to have one of each of us singing lead, me being Steve, Mike, Gordon, and
Mindy.
Mindy's so, we all sing, you know, all over.
She's the only reason why.
Everything.
Yeah. Well, I think I've only
she
seen her play
best,
once.
And we wish she was.
Because well, every time you guys play, she was either on maternity leave or.
Yeah.
Blame this guy. He keeps getting her pregnant.
The shallow sperm is powerful.
Hey, it happens. No, but she did play the show at the Johnny Brothers, right?
She did. Yeah.
I think I met her there. That's where I fell in love.
Yeah.
As I pat you on the back, Mike. So new album's out in May. Did you guys have any inspiration? Like, is it more so just, it's more of a collaboration?
It's water.
Yeah, it's sort of an extension. Some of the songs we had, like, sort of in consideration for the other album, and that one we just did is probably the water newest.
Water flowing, the rocks.
Yeah, and they
into
all,
the sea.
They all happen
do
to mention.
You want to get some freestyle poetry? Because yeah, you're doing really
could,
good right now.
I could get there.
All right, let's do it. Want to give us a little jazz? Yeah, give us a little jazz beat.
This is weird.
All right, we're going to do it.
H2O, falling softly from the sky, down mountains, rivers, streams, waterfalls, slowly into the blue sea. EP. Find it in stores, May 11th.
That's perfect. Yeah, that was great.
It's your turn, Gordon.
My turn for what? Oh, my turn for Connect Four.
These guys have a grueling game of only four moves. Connect Four.
Very tactful.
Mike, I'm going to challenge you to a game of Connect Four after this is over.
Not if I win.
Oh, no, I'll challenge the winner. I'm going to challenge the winner to this game of Connect Four that you guys have going on here as I'm going to quickly move into the next thing.
Oh, you set that up for me too, huh?
So what? Do you guys have any plans coming up? Like, there's the show on the 10th that you guys have coming up. Do you guys want to talk about that a little bit? The station.
Yeah, it's a place called The Station. We've never been there before, but
it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And
I hope my sarcasm comes out through with the microphone. I was there a week before it got lit on fire because they used to have smoking in there, and then but their floors are so weird that they're like split like wood floors. So somebody was smoking and dropped an ash through the bottom of it, and then the place caught on fire. But they have a really awesome open mic night.
Okay.
No, they put on some pretty cool shows there. I've been to a couple of them and sounds.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It's a small bar. It's nice though.
Yeah, figured give it a whirl.
I'll be there.
Cool.
And hang out, and then you guys can buy me drinks for free recordings.
Yeah, they asked us to come play. Flash Mob Productions. This guy, it's been asked us to play, so figure we'll try give it a whirl.
No, you only play for Folky Philly. Come on now.
if only we could.
So besides that, do you have any other plans besides the album release in May or anything else going on You guys got to stop.
You can't retake me.
What?
You
guys, that, what?
I put his in.
Yeah, I see that. I see that. Go folk yourself.
Hey, now. That's my line.
Bruh. I'm trying to work it into the podcast. You know?
Hey, do you want to answer the questions?
I didn't mean to
Mike
cast
and I's
the first pod.
Big plans are going to the Sixers game tomorrow night. So.
Well, this is going to be last week, but.
Well, whatever.
Are you
so, talking about the Chalk Show?
Chalk Show.
Oh, yeah. We also have that. Oh, on the 23rd.
Okay. Is that up the balcony?
Yes, sir.
Is that with Aftermath? Are they doing that?
Yes.
Yeah, my buddy Joe runs that.
Yeah.
He's a really cool guy.
Yeah. We've done at least one other show there before, and it's a good time.
Yeah, I grew up with that kid.
Cool.
He's much older than me, but I grew up with him. So do you guys have any plans for an album release or EP release?
Yeah, we're like just getting it together, but it looks like it's going to be May 11th at World Cafe.
Nice. Downstairs?
Probably upstairs.
Upstairs?
Yeah.
And let me know, and I'll do that.
It's just starting to come together.
And we haven't... Do you want to talk?
A few words.
Frank's hiding over there.
Frank, do you want to just say some things?
Some words.
Frank, what are you doing?
Just give me some questions. What am I doing?
Yeah,
what's my life right now?
What's up with your life?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Frank goes to Italy for the summer every year.
I've been going to Italy the past couple of summers.
He comes and he goes.
A bit of a wanderer.
He's gone to San Francisco.
What do you do in Italy? Are you married?
No, I'm not married.
Not at all.
I play accordion and saxophone in Italy.
Oh, really?
I play Italian, like Italian music.
Do we do a quick
He's the one who gets the girls.
Can you give us a little?
Yeah.
Porti cazzone con ste una repa Na cubalella cuvi sera alzata Passa il scampagnano patulero Oh, ma guapo se te per guarda Tu vuoi fare americano, americano, americano Sientami tuo fa-fa Tu vuoi vivere alla moda, ma se bevi
whisky and soda,
sientami ti disturba, tra ballerò,
rock and roll,
un giorno a baseball, dai soldi per me, chi te li dà la borsetta di mamma. So that's what I do in Italy, pretty much.
Can you sing that in English?
You want to be American, American, American.
That's awesome.
It all comes, it's,
you
it's,
drink whiskey and soda.
You drink whiskey and soda.
You play baseball.
Yeah, you.
So you smoke camel.
Do you do that like on the streets, or do you play in like taverns, or?
I do on the streets. I play jazz with the saxophone, so I'm there for a big jazz fest.
That's awesome.
But I play at like a wine bar regularly.
But you're doing much more than these guys with the kids. You get to experience the world. And they can't experience Disneyland until they're like 5 or 6.
I told these guys a long time ago, condoms, and they just didn't listen.
Fucking sailors. You still playing Connect Four?
I'm winning Connect Four.
All right, well, hopefully one of you guys will win, and then I'm going to tear your asses up. So I just want to thank you guys again for being here.
Yeah,
and it's been awesome. I'm going to have you guys back on again. Definitely to put a show with you guys. And
yeah.
The last show that you guys asked me to help out with, I hope that was a good time at Johnny Brenda's.
Yeah, it was a great time.
I won! Woo! Boom!
All right, so it looks like I'm going to be playing Mike in Connect Four after the...
But everybody saw him cheat, right?
And both guys named Mike were named Mike, so...
True.
Yeah, well...
We all know he's Gordon.
Gordon. You're Gordon. Is there a phone going off?
Wow, Gordon, that was pathetic.
All right. So,
I had a big plan that was wrong.
Do you guys have anything else you want to plug before... where can people find your music?
TheHeatRun.com will... take you everywhere you need to go.
Just Bandcamp and then the code names.
/TheHeatRun on any other website that you like to go to.
And how can people find your babies online? Like for those pedophiles out there, can they find them on there?
Not yet.
JerrySandusky.com. Do you guys have anything else?
Hold on. These two went to Penn State, so watch yourself. They may like try to touch you.
Hold on. Do we have to have a special? Do we have to have a special podcast? Did you play sports for them?
Nah.
All right. Mike's been quiet over there. He's been playing Connect Four and winning.
I'm really good at children.
It's because you keep talking about his wife.
Are you really embarrassed? Is that going to make you upset with me? I don't want you to be mad at me.
No, I'm good.
I talked about Mindy, not Mandy.
I'm picturing Mindy.
Yeah,
Mindy. She's definitely blonde.
I see C-Cup, about 5'2". Yeah, blonde, a little bit longer, normal. And she's pretty hot. She has good BJs.
What a beautiful voice.
Beautiful voice. I'm just fucking around.
Yeah, but that's the last thing you remember.
No, this is you were up here playing guitar sadly by yourself, and we were down at the bar taking shots, and I said that was going to be a goal to make it really weird. But she didn't show up, so it's all good. But next time you guys come in, you should bring her in and then leave us alone for a little bit. But you can find you guys.
Just got weird.
Don't hate me. I'm just fucking around.
From podcast to porncast.
But yeah, you should go to folkyphilly.com and check out all the new shows, listings there. We're going to be doing a 420 show at the Fire. It's going to be crazy. Advance ticket sales and stuff are going to go up in probably the middle of February. Follow me on Twitter at FolkyPhilly, and I post really weird vulgar shit, and I'm going to do this now all about the Heat Run. I'm just going to post really weird things about Mindy all the time. It's a great inside joke. You hate me right now, don't you? No, I'm really happy for you, and congratulations on the new kid and everything.
Nice.
And,
That sounded sincere, I swear. Yeah.
I think the last podcast I did with the Spinto Band, they got really angry at me too, so I'm like...
They actually have a song called "Oh Mandy." Really good. Yeah. Oh Mandy.
He's been talking about that ever since you built this podcast.
It should be "Oh Mindy." But thank you guys again, and once again, my guests today were the Heat Run, and they're gonna play us out. And then probably the same day that this podcast drops on the Tuesday that you guys are listening to this, or if you're listening to it later, if you go over to the Folk U Philly sessions on Bandcamp, you'll be able to download all four of their songs. They're gonna play a little extra song after the podcast is over. And download those for free and get some new music. And yeah, there's gonna be video by my buddy Seth Klinger, Klingon.
Stage five.
But yeah, check out the videos and go back and listen to season one. Thank you guys once again. And ladies and gentlemen, Heat Run.
Work 8 hours a day and retire to the bar when your boss tells you it's okay, it's okay. You arise with your eyes on the pavement while your time's slowly drifting away. One more shot is all that I've got, and the bar keeps telling me that it's okay, it's okay. I can hide you, I can bind you, I can't help you find your own way, your own way, your own way. On your mark, get set, get paid. Get your muscles juiced up, get your face remade. Find your moment on the TV screen and let it tell you what to dream and have faith in it. The only god you seem to know is the one that's green and feeds your soul. Say I build your own sky and watch it bleed. Would you cover the blood of the magazine? It's the darkest thing I've ever seen. You're taller than the tallest tree, faster than a speeding freight train, stronger than a Hercules. And your brain's a modern marvel, so you think that you can see, but you work it like a damn machine. Your kids can't see your disease. Your nerves, they leave them hopeless, but to follow your lead. They need you, you got one more shot. Chop it down before it rots. This is not a warning shot. No, this is it, your final stop. Cause I can't hide you or stand beside you till you start to find your own way, your own way, your own way.